killing UFO investigators and UFO sightings. Dr. Stephen Greer is a medical doctor who gave up his practice to become a full-time UFO investigator. He is the director of the Center for the Study of Extraterrestrial Intelligence. He has also conducted many conferences known as the Discovery Project, where he has upstanding people, some former government employees, some former government contractors and subcontractors, and some former military testify to the fact they have either seen or were somehow involved with UFOs. UFOs are unidentified flying objects, and the consensus of opinion by these people seems to be many are piloted by aliens not from this planet. For many years, UFO investigators have been dying in ways which are not normal. I am not talking about just a couple of investigators and scientists, but quite a few. It is now being said the amount of deaths and so-called suicides is increasing. In the last 10 years, it has been said 137 UFO investigators and witnesses have died. Some have been shot, some poisoned, and many died in mysterious ways. To give you a few names of those who died, they are Phil Schneider, Ron Johnson, and Ron Rummel. Schneider was strangled. Ron Johnson was 43 years old and had just finished an exhaustive physical and was declared in excellent health. While he was attending a scientific meeting and drinking a can of soda, he suddenly fell over with blood coming from his nose and died. It is believed he was poisoned, but his autopsy was declared inconclusive. Rummel supposedly shot himself, yet there were no fingerprints on the handle of his gun. During an interview, Dr. Greer stated, "We are not alone, and there is plenty of evidence to this fact being kept from us, and it is in the form of special secret projects." He says there has even been testing on a biological specimen which is being kept from the public. Dr. Greer said on February 15, 2019, three people on his team have been killed, including an ex-CIA director. He actually was said to have used the word assassinated when interviewed on RT. If you do a Google search for Dr. Greer interview the 15th of February 2019 apostrophe, you will find a YouTube video of the interview. At 21:36, Greer can be heard talking about the assassinations and how he protects himself. A retired worker in Ireland claims he was abducted by aliens. There are many others who also claim this, but this abduction has a unique twist to it. He said he was walking and admiring the sky when he noticed a light heading his way. Suddenly he felt paralyzed and was brought aboard a ship where he saw other paralyzed humans. The commander of the ship came into his room and he described him as having a big cone-shaped head and enormous eyes. For some reason he said he wasn't afraid, and the alien noticed this and came over to him and began to communicate with him telepathically. As they talked, the captain revealed the fact to him: the Earth was going to be destroyed in about 850 years by an asteroid. When he was released, he was found and brought to a hospital. While he had no memory of the event until a hospital employee told him they found his coat on the roof of a building, then the memories came flooding back. There seems to be a never-ending saga of alien ships traveling to our sun. What is there that is so interesting? With all the stars in space, there must be many other stars which are exactly like ours. Anyway, the latest object to be seen there is a giant cube. This cube is so large it equals the size of the giant planets in our solar system. It seems to appear then disappear. It is as if an object from another dimension is appearing in our space then disappearing again. The objects have astronomers puzzled. A UFO investigator has spotted two very strange objects either flying close to or landed on the asteroid Vesta. They are both diamond-shaped. The last time I heard about a diamond-shaped ship, it was being escorted through the sky by US Army helicopters, and as it flew over two women and a girl, it irradiated them, and the woman not only got cancer, but the paint was peeled off of their car. The objects appeared in NASA photos. A fleet of UFOs has been seen flying over China. It is very unnerving when this many UFOs are seen at once, since it proves how many of them are here. Another problem is we can do nothing about it. It has been said we had given up trying to capture or shoot down UFOs because their technology is far superior to us and we don't have a chance. The UFOs were said to be of different sizes. UFOs have been seen flying in numbers over just about every country. A sighting of a UFO over the skies of Mexico has prompted fear among many who saw it. Perhaps it was the size which scared them. It was said to be extremely large and appeared in the daytime. Many who saw it believed it must have come from deep space, because of its size, and they feared an attack of some sort, which never happened. One sighting which I find stranger than usual was of a UFO flying over North Carolina. The reason it raised a red flag for me was the fact the object was pill-shaped. I remember a gun camera film which was released by the US Air Force recently showing a pill-shaped UFO. One of the original pilots stated he remembered the incident, but the UFO was a different shape. Someone had changed the object to a pill-shaped one. Could it be this also happened to the North Carolina UFO? One thing I wonder about is the fact so many UFO sightings by planes are of UFOs heading toward the planes and flying around them as if teasing the pilots with this dangerous game. Why would creatures so much more advanced than us be doing something like this? I remember years ago when a Japanese cargo plane with two very experienced pilots was flying to Alaska and was dogged by a UFO for a long time. The pilot had reported it and the object could be seen on radar. The pilot had a hard time shaking the UFO. After the cargo plane landed, the pilot was punished for his report and taken off of flight duty. It seems the UFO cover-up has been going on ever since World War II.